I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
The music called jazz.
Stomp.
Give me a beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce.
Whoo! Yeah. DJ.
Baby Monster.
Scratching and give me a beat.
Ouch.
Every third Monday of the month on Radio Laura.
Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here, and like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music and the topic of my choice. It's Give Me a Beat, of course, Radio Laura, 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web, www.laura.ch. And once you land on our main page, you can click on the web radio and listen to me right now. October was a very, still is a very busy month for me. We just finished Zurich Film Festival that happened this year a little bit later than usual, from 3rd to 13th of October. And the reason why it was a little bit later, it was because of the Road World Championship that happened in the last week of September, the time that usually is reserved for a Zurich Film Festival. I heard that because of this moving of the festival, they were expecting less visitors than in previous years, but actually that didn't happen. As a matter of fact, they had 140,000 visitors this year. This is more than the previous year. Previous year, they had 130,000. So not only that they didn't have less visitors, but they had actually more, which, you know, somehow it's almost unbelievable. Every time when I go to the Zurich Film Festival, I'm amazed with the amount of people there are. But I think this is all happening because they're really, really great in how they curate the festival program. They bring the variety of alternative movies, of mainstream movies. They bring the stars. They give the awards to a different stars every year. So they really know what they're doing when they're organizing this festival. And this year was no different. So there were many stars visiting, for example, Jude Law, Pamela Anderson, Alicia Vikander, or Kate Winslet. So and few others, many more. There were much more than what I'm saying. I think Richard Gere was here and so on. So a few of them, stars like Jude Law, Alicia Vikander, and Pamela Anderson received the Golden Eye. Kate Winslet received the Golden Icon Award. So the city was full of stars, people who wanted to see the stars, and of course the filmmakers, like a different type of filmmakers. What is really important for me is that Zurich Film Festival every year brings enough female directors and the movies with female topics that for me, my job is easy. And exploring the female factor of the festival, as many of the listeners of Give Me a Beat know, is actually how I review as a press any festival I attend. So this year, while everybody was spending time either checking the celebrities, going to the parties and so on, I spent most of the time in the cinema watching the movies. And as usual, I saw almost 35 movies this year, which is really not easy considering that there is so much overlap of the movies that I want to see. But somehow it works with the press screenings, with a lot of screenings happening on the weekend, so I can basically spend the whole day in the cinema. And just with, you know, being very well coordinated and organized, which is what I do in these 11 days of the festival. This was a special year for Zurich Film Festival. They celebrated 20 years. It's a big thing. And actually, over these 20 years, the festival attracted a total 1.35 million of visitors. This is quite impressive. Now, as I was saying, for me, obviously, the content is what it's all about. This year, they were showing 100 and plus movies, and there were 17 world premieres, 8 international premieres, and 11 European premieres. Every third film is a world international or European premiere, which is really, really impressive. Of course, on the Zurich Film Festival, as you know, many of the movies get a chance to be a part of the competition and win a variety of the awards. So actually, I will stretch my show over the several shows. I did that last year. And I will, whenever I mention the movie that I present in the show, I will give you a little bit of an idea if they won any award. But now I'm still going to mention who won what, or our most important award. Feature film competition, the movie On Becoming a Guinea Fall by Rungano Nyoni won this award. Phenomenal movie. I was really happy that I actually got to see it even before I knew that it's going to be award winning. I just had a great feeling. Then there is a movie, Black Box Diary by Shiori Ito, that won documentary competition and audience award. And actually, this is exactly the movie that I will be focusing in tonight's show. So I will be sharing on the social media my highlights, and I'm not going to be able to talk about all of them, but you can read the reviews. I'm not going to be able to write the reviews for 30-something movies, but I will actually try to write a review for my highlights, and this will continue even after the tonight show. As I said, I will break the review of Zurich Film Festival on several shows. The reason is I was really fortunate to meet with several female directors and actresses. And the other reason is also that I want to adapt my radio show to the screenings of these movies in Switzerland. Just to give you a bit of an idea, and also to make sure that you know when the movie is coming, after hearing my show, to go and see the movie. So in tonight's show, I will be focusing on the first two movies that I selected for you. One of them is Black Box Diary, the documentary that won documentary competition and audience award. And another one is As Gates Um Louis, or About Louis. So I'm going to start with A Black Box Diary. I had a pleasure to sit together with Shiori. Shiori is a director of this movie, and this is actually her story. This is a very, very emotional, intense, almost thriller-like documentary where Shiori documents her journey and her own trauma of the sexual assault, standing against her rapist and even Japanese society, 110-year-old Japanese rape law. I really love how personal and at the same time objective this documentary is, and how she put actually together the intimate, secret and public recordings, and that created that kind of like a thriller-like feeling as we watch story unfold, ups and downs, challenges, very emotional moments, and finally the conclusion. When I'm exploring a female factor of the festival, I send out the request to get the interview. So I was really happy when Shiori wanted to sit together with me. And contrary to the seriousness of this documentary, because this documentary literally started a Me Too movement in Japan. So it's a really, really important and very, very serious topic. But contrary to that, we actually had a fun interview. We sat together in a Toblerone box at Zurich Film Festival, and we were eating a little bit of a chocolate. The staff was really nice. They offered us chocolates. They were friendly, and they actually made sure that there's enough quietness for me to record the show. You will hear the conversation that I had with Shiori and her story. Of course, this is one of my highlights. I'm recommending for you to go and check this documentary. This documentary has yet to find a Japanese distributor. So if you are listening in this in Japan, you're still not able to see it. But luckily, here in Switzerland, we will be able to see the movie from 31st of October in our cinemas. So please check it out. Get ready. Get your tickets. Go and see this movie, even if the topic is heavy. It's really important that many people see this type of documentaries. As you know, when I'm doing actually a Zurich Film Festival, what I also look, I look at the music created by women or looking to the female songs that are featured in the movies. And I actually put together the playlist and usually play this for you. What I really do, I go to the cinemas, and as I'm watching the movie, I'm also writing down the songs or capturing them with a Shazam, just so that I can bring even some unknown composers and artists in my show, or sometimes really known songs that are featured in the movie and that I think it's really great to have a chance to play them again. So I decided in tonight's show to feature the music from a composer who did the music for another documentary that is actually my highlight. The documentary is called Riefenstahl, and the female artist who did the music for this movie is Freya Arde. Unfortunately, the soundtrack of Riefenstahl is not yet out, but I gathered some of her other movie music, and I will be playing this together with the interview with Shiori. The only song that I will play from the documentary is the song I Will Survive, famous song from Gloria Gaynor, because actually in the documentary, this is a song that Shiori sings, and it's a song of the victory overcoming the trauma and just Shiori's journey. The rest of the music will be from Freya Arde. With this, I think it's enough talking. Let's start the interview, a bit of a music, and I will tune in to remind you about Gimme a Beat and Zurich Film Festival from time to time.
My name is Shiori Ito. I'm director of Black Box Diaries, and you're listening to Gimme a Beat.
Of course, this is really important topic to cover mm-hmm. and tell. But if you can tell me, and also for the listeners, why was it important for you to tell this story?
Well, to start with, sorry, I first wrote a book in 2017, and that was more mainly focusing me as a journalist, how and why did I have to investigate my own rape case. And it was in a way, you know, dealing with this case and asking question about my own case or why Japan mm-hmm. used to have 110 years old rape law was easier for me as a journalist to ask. But I realized a few years later, I've been leaving my feeling or emotion as a survivor in the corner, and I needed to face that at some mm-hmm. point. I think it's very common with every trauma. It takes a few years or some years or many more years to really for you to feel it, face it. And when I felt like this is the time, I found it that the making film is one of the way to release it, to share it with others.
Yeah, and you really are wearing, you know, heart on a sleeve through this movie. I mm-hmm. mean, when you did this like self-recording mm-hmm. and so on, when we see you breaking down, I mean, this was so emotional to watch. And I think you brought really that very, very personal element. You actually showed us in a documentary your whole journey, so we could see what was also difficult. But if you look now back, what was the most challenging?
Well, the most challenging thing right now still is that it's still a sensitive topic to talk about in Japan, so we don't yet have distribution plan in Japan. So for me, coming to Zurich, coming to other places to share this story and also make sure this is not Japanese story. It's very universal. 100%. Sexual violence, speaking up against the power. So to share is first step, but we still have, of course, many obstacles to tell the story back in Japan. So that's my still.
So are there any conversations of getting the distribution and showing this to Japanese audience?
We're trying. It's still in the way. Let's see if we, you know, get some good buzz outside of Japan. I hope they can ignore this topic. So I committed this year to travel with the film, to talk about it, to do some impact campaign, to get, you know, to work on social issues, social impact campaign, so that slowly we can get back to Japan. But I think it, in every community has their weak topic to talk about. Because it's really hard to speak from inside of the community.
Yes.
So it is great opportunity for us right now to speak from outside, speak from Zurich back to Japan, hopefully.
if we put aside the challenges, what is the most positive thing or positive surprise, like something that really surprised you were not expecting and something that really helped you continue?
Yeah, well, there are many phases that I felt in many ways that was positive, but I'm just believing in storytelling. It might take time if I throw this ball somewhere, but I know it will bounce or someone will get it. So it's just that I believe in, I love filmmaking, I love telling story, I love working as a journalist. So this time it would just happen to tell my own story, but I generally believe in storytelling. So even maybe the person who catch the story shared a similar experience and not ready to speak their own, you know, story, but then once you get others, you know, story heard, I think it's empowering that you get your words. Mm-hmm. Sometimes me interviewing someone helps my trauma as well understand what's going on with myself. So mm-hmm. I think as a human being, storytelling is necessary.
Yeah, I agree. Well, for me, what was really surprising is how you changed the media really being against you to, mm-hmm. to start having allies. Mm-hmm. And I was really impressed with women that supported mm-hmm. you, especially mm-hmm. women journalists in mm-hmm. Japan. Mm-hmm. This was like a beautiful to capture. except getting to the point to distribute the movie, is there anything else you are planning to do as a result of your documentary or, you know?
Yeah, so I just really wish to open up conversation to mm-hmm. update the law, the education. There's so many things that we still have to do. But I think the first of all is just breaking the silence, breaking the norm against sexual violence. And I mean, unfortunately, it happens everywhere.
It happens everywhere.
And anytime, no matter where you are. But I think the most important thing is to be able to share the story so we can look out what can we change to prevent or to support survivors. And I felt like the space was so little when I spoke up back in 2017.
And now, for example, do you see some changes in Japan?
I feel like more media are speaking and highlighting the issue, and there are a few updates on the law that never changed 110 years. One is finally men can report the rape case. Before, it was only for women. Mm-hmm. And the other biggest thing was the age of consent. Mm-hmm. In Japan, used to be 13 years old. Oh my goodness, right?
Oh my God.
But now it's 15, so small step, but yeah, it's changing. It's surely changing.
Yeah, no, this is really, I think this makes really everything worth it when mm-hmm. you see yeah. additional changing. Yeah.